Hello and welcome to the October podcast. I'm sorry it's near the end of October. It's just we've been so busy actually doing the doing, I've not had time to report on it. So what have we been up to? Having been in touch with several speech and language therapists, or pathologists as they're called in America, on Twitter and Facebook, I've been very impressed by the levels of passion and commitment, as well as having the opportunity to learn about different ways of doing things. I thought it would be a great idea to share this, so in conjunction with Ray from Milton Bayer, we've decided to launch a global online magazine called SNL World. I've already got some people I admire to contribute to the first one, and it will be a quarterly publication available to subscribers. I don't want it to be an academic forum, but rather a place to share good practice, new ideas, and maybe revisit some old ones. I think we've got a great deal to learn from each other, and it's an excellent CPD opportunity, especially for me, obviously. There's compelling evidence to suggest that sign helps with the learning of a second language. So we're going to be carrying out a programme to assist Polish, Somali and Bengali children to learn English more quickly. There's a huge confidence element, so we'll aim to have fun with stories and songs too. And we're piloting the programme in Burton, and then hope to extend it to other areas, both within Burton and the surround. As part of addressing identified need, we have a new project from Half Term in Lichfield to boost the language levels of a group of primary school children. The North Lichfield CNLP are really passionate about speech, language and communication issues, and I think it'll be a really worthwhile project. Helen has been continuing with the Tiny Talker training with excellent feedback so far. This is to train staff from many different fields who all work with two-year-olds, and Helen's using a group of toddlers to demonstrate the techniques and concepts involved in developing language in this age group. We've got a publisher interested for this when we've finished the pilot, which will be soon. We've done quite a bit of staff training this month, including the Stafford and Stone Children's Centre staff and a lovely group from the West Chadsmore Children's Centre. It was funny because I met two ladies who used to be regulars in my aerobics classes in the 1990s. The Singapore visitors came earlier in the month, but it didn't entirely go to plan. I'll say no more here, as I did mention the saga on a blog. However, all is not lost. They actually have come back to me, and I just need to decide now how I'm going to respond. The franchise for India looks as if it will be going ahead, and I've instructed the legal team about a trademark for India today. I haven't done the CD yet for the signing songs, but I have sent off the article about signing, the pros and cons for parents, and the listening skills survey. So hopefully we'll have some national coverage coming up in November. I'm sending out quite a lot of press releases which need photographs, and the blog looks much better with pictures. But I wasn't really happy with the images available, so I asked the lovely Sarah Mosley to help, and she came into Rugeley Hornend last week to take some photographs of me actually running the group. I wanted to catch the action shots of the children while they're concentrating and they're thinking, and she's delivered just that as usual, and I'm really, really pleased with them. So that's a snapshot of what we've been doing in October. We've got more things and exciting developments lined up for November. So for me now, I'll speak to you in November. Thank you.